It is our plan, God willing, over the coming days, as long as it is necessary, to have these calls regularly for Tehillim, with preceded by words of inspiration from rabbinic leaders throughout the country. Today, I want to share with you a thought on this Erev Shabbos, a thought that can hopefully bring us some inspiration as we go forward in this time. Yes, the shul community to some degree is suffering, but we have now an opportunity to be at home. In our parsha that we read this week, we read about the story of the Egel Hazav, of the golden calf. The Egel Hazav was a game changer for the Jewish people. According to a significant opinion found in the Medrash Tanchuma, until the time of the Egel Hazav, until the time of the golden calf, there wasn't even a plan for there to be a centralized Mishkan for the Jewish people. It only came as a result of this sin, of this failure. What would have been there in its place? Hashem's presence would have been everywhere, everywhere he was noted, everywhere he was recognized, everywhere Hashem would come and be present. It was only as a result of the fact that there was this widespread failure in Klal Yisrael, of the Egel Hazav, of the golden calf, that Hashem said, it doesn't fit throughout the Jewish people. We'll have to have it in one specific place. So it's like there was one specific Sheva, one specific tribe, Levi, that remained faithful. So we're going to localize it. We're going to have a central place where Hashem's presence will be found. The Sforno wrote in Parshas Kisavo that this is the meaning of the Vidui Maser, where we come and we say, Biarti HaKodesh Min Habayis. We have removed that which is holy and sacred from our house. It seems there to be a proud statement. I did everything I was supposed to do. But noted the Sforno, it's a Vidui, it's a confession, because that's the most sobering of statements, that I had to remove holiness from the house. Because in fact, before the golden calf, every house had in it a Kohen, the Bechor, the firstborn. Every house was its own temple. When we left Mitzrayim, the Korban Pesach wasn't brought in the Beis HaMikdash. The blood of the Korban Pesach was smeared on everybody's doorpost, because everybody's doorposts were, as the Gemara says, a Mizbeach, an altar. Every house was a place for the Shechina. As we are now compelled by this pandemic to spend more time in our homes, it's a chance to make our homes into more of a Mikdash, into more of a temple, to engage with our families, with whoever we are with, in meaningful Torah study, in meaningful tefillah, a special effort in the zmirot and the songs of Shevach, of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Shabbos table. Let's engage each other in our homes and elevate our homes. We're confined to them, or we're given an opportunity to focus on them. May this be indeed a time of Torah elevated, tefillah elevated, that despite the closing of the physical location of the shul and of the schools, that we not, heaven forbid, besides being fearful for our health, lose spiritually. But let us use this as an opportunity to redouble and strengthen our efforts spiritually. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give strength, inspiration to all of us to do that. And through that, may there be granted health and safety to all who are currently struggling with the illness, and protection to all the rest. That Be'ezus Hashem we should be spared from both the physical and other uncertainties that we are also concerned about. The Tehillim will be led by Rabbi Avram Schmidman. We're going to recite, led by Rabbi Schmidman, Tehillim Chaf, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed, the 20th, 121st, and 130th Psalms. May Hashem hear our tefillos berachamim. Rabbi Schmidman.
Amen. Thank you, Rabbi Howard. Perek Kof. Lam Natzeach, Mizmor LeDavid. Ya'ancho Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yitagev Hashem, Elohei Yaakov. Lach Ezrecho Mikodesh, Mitzion Yisodeko. Yizkor Kol Menchosecho, Olosko Yidash Naselo. ten lecha chilvovecha, v'chol atzotucha yimalei. Neranino b'yishuva secha, v'shem eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai, chol mishalo secha. Ata yadati k'yoshi Adonai m'shicho, y'anei v'mishmei kosho, b'gurot y'eksha yimino. Eila v'rechav, y'eila v'susim, banachnu, v'shem Adonai eloheinu, נזכיר, היי מקור ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונסודד. אדוני הושיע, המלך יעננו, ויום קורנו. פרק קכ"א. שיר למעלות, אשא עיני אל הרים, מאין יבוא עזרי. Ezri mi'im Adonai, Osei, Shamayim v'oret. Al, Yitei mamot raglecho, Al yonum shomerecho. Yinei lo yonum, V'lo yishon, Shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzilcha, al yad yiminecha. Yomam ha-shemesh, lo yakecha, v'yoreach v'loilo. Adonai yishmarcha mikol ra, yishmar es nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeischo v'lecha, me'ata v'ad olam. Perek kuf lamed. Shir hama'alos, mimamakim karatifu Adonai. Adonai Shimovi Koli, Tienas Neva Kashuvok, Lekol Kachanunoi. Im Avonos Tishmo Yoh, Adonai Mi Amod. Imachlas Yolichol, Ma'an Kivarei. Kiri si Adonai kipto nashi, v'lidvaro folti. Nafshi, l'Adonai mishomerim l'boker, shomerim l'boker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, im Adonai chesed v'arei mofidu. Who you've got Israel, Nicole of Onoso. Can go with us, Mr. Bussell, so we are on the main way. I'm a country of him, a lamb, yea, Tim, tell of Ophel, my fellow, or we should be the Gula. I still bag a lot of his man, Kareem, then I'm our Amen.
Amen. Amen. Baruch Hu, accept our tefillos, Barachnim, Uveratzon. That everyone has a good Shabbos and a meaningful Shabbos, and may we hear Besuros Tovos. In Hashem, we will continue again to have these tefillos together on a regular basis. All the best. Good Shabbos.